Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Tuesday. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
The Kenai Peninsula Borough School Board accumulated months' worth of discussion and revision approving changes to the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District policy on religion and customs in schools with the approval of BP 6141.2 at the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District School Board meeting on Monday, April 10th. BP 6141.2, Recognition of Religious Beliefs and Customs, went through a year-long process, first introduced at the April 11, 2022 Policy Committee meeting. It has since been reviewed and edited at the May 9, 2022 and the June 6, 2022 Policy Committee meetings, sent to Legal for further input, and moved to the June 27, 2022 meeting for further review by the committee. Following continued review, the policy statement was tabled until the August 1st, 2022 meeting to consult Legal further in light of the recent Supreme Court ruling, moved through work sessions and legal input, and received its first reading on March 6th, leading up to its approval on April 10th. Kenai Peninsula Borough School Board Vice President Zen Kelly spoke on the importance of the wording of the policy.
This board policy took a while to get from the inception in the policy committee all the way through second read. I really think it's important the public hears what this policy addresses and the final draft of it.
Kelly read the opening statement of the Recognition of Religious Beliefs and Customs to the assembly.
The board recognizes that students' education would be incomplete without an understanding of religion in society. To respect each student's individual right to freedom of religious practice, religious indoctrination is forbidden in public schools. The schools may teach about religion from a historical, cultural, sociological, and other educational perspective. Instruction about religion will not promote nor denigrate the beliefs or customs of any religion or sect, nor should a preference be shown for one religious viewpoint over another.
To read the full statement, just visit the story on our website at radiokenai.com. 17 acres of the Devil's Creek Trailhead in Cooper Landing is closed as of Monday, April 17th, and will remain closed for about 5 weeks while crews use heavy equipment to reduce overhead hazards from trees impacted by spruce beetle. Wide-scale tree mortality is present in the area and poses an imminent danger to the health and safety of the forest users. A spruce beetle outbreak on the Kenai Peninsula has led to dead or dying spruce trees in around the Devil's Creek Trailhead area. Forest health surveys show over 85% of spruce trees in the area are impacted by the outbreak. Affected trees are susceptible to dropping limbs and falling, creating overhead hazards to people recreating in the area. The work being done on the trailhead helps mitigate overall safety hazards on the forest and reduces fire hazard. Heavy equipment operations and falling trees during the treatment pose an increased risk to anyone recreating in the area. This closure serves to mitigate the risk and facilitate timely completion of the work. For a detailed description of the closure area, you can find a map and information on the story at radiokenai.com. Spruce beetles are a naturally occurring pest that, given the right environmental conditions, can kill trees across a wide geographical area. An estimated 1.68 million acres of forest in South Central Alaska have been impacted. All travelers play a role in work zone safety this construction season. The Alaska Department of Transportation and Public Facilities is joining DOTs from across the nation to recognize National Work Zone Awareness Week, April 17th through the 21st. According to the most recent data from WorkZoneSafety.org, 857 people were killed in 774 fatal work zone crashes. 117 of those fatalities were work zone workers. It's imperative for drivers to moderate their speed, stay focused, and watch for construction signs and pay attention to flaggers. Workers are encouraged to follow important safety guidelines that help prevent worker injury and death. Read more at RadioKenai.com. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Wednesday. This is KSRM News.